While they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she had her first son, and folding him in linen, she put him to rest in the place where the cattle had their food, because there was no room for them in the house. And in the same country there were keepers of sheep in the fields, watching over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord came to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around about them, and fear came on them. And the angel said, "Have no fear, for truly I give you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For on this day in the town of David a Saviour has come to birth, and this is a sign to you. You will see a young child folded in linen in the place where the cattle have their food." And suddenly there was with the angel a great band of spirits from heaven, giving praise to God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased." And when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the keepers of the sheep said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come about, which the Lord has made clear to us." And they came quickly and saw Mary and Joseph and the child in the place where the cattle had their food. And when they saw it, they gave them an account of the things which had been said to them about the child. And all those to whose ears it came were full of wonder at the things said by the keepers of the sheep. But Mary kept all these words in her heart, and gave much thought to them. Then the keepers of the sheep went back, giving glory and praise to God for all the things which had come to their ears, and which they had seen, as it had been said to them.